Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us again online as well, freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. You can go there and actually control the content of the website. You know, most of those talk radio websites, it's kind of a we tell you what's important, top-down distribution model. Well, you tell us what's important by submitting show prep, different things you find online. So it could be a YouTube video, it could be news item, could be a blog post. You submit it to freetalklive.com, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. So the most voted up will make it to the front page and top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. You can, of course, go to freetalklive.com to engage in that. Now, last night I mentioned that we had a follow-up story on something that we haven't covered in probably a few years on this program, and that is Prussian Blue. Now, Mark, who's Prussian Blue?
Prussian Blue is, the pair of young teen girls that are blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and they sing Nazi pop.
Think of, like, the Olsen twins, except they're, like, skinheads, but without the skinhead.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, the nastiest. The lyrics and the perspective is just horrible. And we talked about these people in quite a bit of detail in the past when they were maybe 12 or 13 or something like that. And then there was an update on them at age, I think, about 15 or 16 when there was a documentary done. We talked about them again. I think the documentary is called Nazi Pop Twins. So if you want to go out and rent that, you can probably pull it off of Netflix, I would imagine. Maybe Hulu has it. Surely you can find it online. Nazi Pop Twins, interesting documentary where they actually follow these two girls, and they're in their mid-teens at that point. They talk to their mother, who, because it's a small world, has actually called this radio program. You may recall, Mark, that we used to be on in Kalispell, Montana.
Yes.
On a
very
radio
strange that we would talk about these two girls, and then their mom would call in.
Yeah.
And on a couple of occasions. And mostly she kept it civil, but every once in a while she'd grouse about those darn Mexicans or something.
She definitely was a racist. I mean, no doubt about that. She tried to be as nice as she could, but clearly it wasn't. It didn't take much.
It's not going to go well for you if you're a racist and you call into the show.
No. So, but yeah, you're right. I mean, just totally coincidental. She calls into the show, and it wasn't necessarily about her daughters, I don't think, the first time that we heard from her. But when she called in, she mentioned that she moved to Kalispell with her daughters, and we had heard that she had moved to Kalispell in one of the articles, I think, that we'd read, because they were running out of, wasn't it California that they were running away from?
I think so. That's my understanding.
Yeah, they thought for some reason that they could move to a small town in Montana and get away from people that didn't appreciate the fact that they're racists, and that didn't work out very well, because a lot of people in Kalispell were pretty upset about these folks living around them as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, they're not just racist. They're out and out racists. You know, people singing
white power people.
Nazi pop songs. I mean, come on. You know, that's pretty far out there.
So here's the update.
You're giving the regular racists a bad name.
And we had speculated, folks had speculated, people that have been following what these people were about had speculated that, well, let's just hope these girls grow out of it. Let's hope that sometimes when you have this certain parenting styles, kids become the opposite of that. Like when you try to force your particular viewpoint upon kids, they may, well, turn away from that at some point in rebellion against you.
I think kids often turn away from, you know, many of the things they're taught. I think they get back to a lot of the fundamentals, but, you know, they want to be their own people. And you'll find, I suspect, as you go through the generations, like strata among rocks, that you will find less and less racism as time goes by. Or at least, I would just say less and less. I mean, you know, maybe fewer people will have fewer racist thoughts. And of the people that do have racist thoughts, their racism will not be quite as deep and, you know, overriding.
So the news is good. The young ladies have turned into, well, they're still young ladies, probably around age 19 now, I think, is what the piece will tell
us. We've been doing this show way too long.
And they are hippie chicks now. Like, they're completely changed and open-minded. They don't hate people anymore. And so
I wonder how that went with Mom.
TheDaily.com reporting. Lamb and Lynx Gade, the dimpled tween rockers whose Nazi-themed pop band Prussian Blue sparked an exuberant media firestorm for several years back, have grown up and had a change of heart. I'm not a white nationalist anymore, Lamb told The Daily in an exclusive interview, the twins' first in 5 years. She says, my sister and I are pretty liberal now. Personally, I love diversity, Lynx seconded. I'm stoked that we have so many different cultures. I think it's amazing, and it makes me proud of humanity every day that we have so many different places and people. Now 19, they both still speak in a disarmingly girlish sing-song. Their message, however, was not always so sweet. In 2006, the sisters, who formed the band at the suggestion of white nationalist leader William Pierce, drew international notoriety with songs like Hate for Hate, Lamb Near the Lane, a dreamy folk song co-written by Lamb and the late David Lane, a member of the violent terrorist splinter cell The Order, who was then serving 190 years in prison for his involvement in the murder of Jewish talk show host Alan Berg in 1984. See, he and Lamb, the young lady, were pen pals at the time. Now, Prussian Blue was never a presence on the pop charts and only played in small venues. They were playing at, like, you know, the picnic for the white nationalists.
Yeah.
Basically.
They'd rent a, you know, some hall someplace if they could get, you know, if they could get a roof over their heads.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Think about it for yourself. If you were, you know, on the board of the Lions Club, are you going to let the white nationalist people rent your place, your hall for...
I would think the only way they could pull that off would be if they didn't look into them. Like, if they just came and presented themselves as two cute little girls looking...
Yes.
To rent a hall and presume that these doddering old men aren't going to do any research on them.
I suspect that there's plenty of places that would be the case.
Find a hall actually that is owned by some sort of overt racist, because those would be their only two options. Deception or just finding one of their own brethren. So 800-259-9231 is the number here, by the way, if you've got comments on Prussian Blue. Continuing here, for a brief time, they, in the mid-2000s, Lamb and Lynx were seemingly everywhere. The new face of hate, as one news program put it, they appeared on Primetime Live and in a number of other media outlets, including GQ, where I profiled them in 2006. That's the author of this piece, at thedaily.com. Their story even inspired a stage musical, White Noise, which began as a low-budget off-Broadway production before finding a major backer in Whoopi Goldberg and earning some decent reviews in Chicago earlier this year. A twisted appeal, of course, was the incongruity of seeing a racist, anti-Semitic polemic complete with smiley-faced Hitler t-shirts and on-stage Sieg Heiling articulated by these cherubic little girls. Now the Gade twins say they've changed their views and attribute their earlier political pronouncements to youthful naivete. Lynx pointed out, my sister and I were homeschooled. We were these country bumpkins. We spent most of our days up on the hill playing with our goats. Now, a statement like that makes homeschooling sound like it's a bad thing, right?
Well, I don't know that I think that necessarily. I think that, I think that people have different skills. I think that if a kid can walk out of homeschooling or any school with the ability to read, to write, to do arithmetic like, dividing, multiplying, subtracting, all these things, that they frankly walked out of the only thing that public school actually promises but doesn't in fact deliver. Public school will tell you that read and write and arithmetic are what they're going to get, but there's been studies done that 20% on average of graduates from public schools are functionally illiterate, and up to 40% in some public schools. So if these girls can read, and I would assume they can for song lyric purposes, if they can sing, if they can take care of some goats, and if they can do those things, that's fine. I don't think that every kid needs to learn the same thing. I'm going to homeschool my kid, and he's loves books already. I mean, he could already at 3 years old read words where, you know, it's amazing to me.
I just think when you hear a statement like that, there's kind of an unspoken suggestion that, see, this is what happens with homes. This is what can happen with homeschool.
It can.
And we'll come back with more here at 800-259-9231. But the suggestion is that, well, if we'd gone to, you know, government school, then we would have been socialized. We wouldn't have been racist. I don't think that's true. There's plenty of racists at government school. Free talk live.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives going all the way back to late 2006, which is probably the last time we talked about Prussian Blue. Seems like it's been a while. Maybe a little more recent than that, but definitely years. You can go to freetalklive.com, click into the archives, and just go way back, or just download the last week's worth right at the top of the page. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
You know the cigarettes are going to kill you. You've been probably thinking about even giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option. It's 22,000 times healthier, in fact. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Now, if you are a cigarette smoker, consider that you'll save up to about $120 a month just by switching to the e-cigarette. And you'll already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want than that? Well, how about a free starter kit? I mean, these starter kits can range from $50 to $100, depending on where you get them. Just purchase 40 cartomizers, and that's the little get things that screw onto the back of the e-cigarette. And you got to buy them anyway. Just buy 40 of them. They'll give you a free kit, and they'll give you free shipping on the kit. Any order of $60 or more with coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live,
nice.
Will get the free shipping, $60 or more. So you could buy just a bunch of cartomizers and get the same deal. But, you know, if you want a free kit, you can buy 40 cartomizers, get a free kit, and get it shipped for free. You can go to Vaporsmiths.com. This is an awesome deal. Awesome deal. If you're thinking about trying it, this is the opportunity. Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
So we're talking about the Prussian Blue Twins. Of course, they're not in Prussian Blue anymore. That was the band that they were a part of, that they created when they were young girls, probably about 11 or 12 years old, 10, something like that, where they went around and sang white nationalist, white separatist songs at various little white nationalist gatherings of whatever they do, picnics or whatever those folks do. And
do you think they could spring this into a pop career now?
I don't know.
Just by their turnaround?
I don't know.
I would think not.
Hard to say. I don't know what they're interested in now. They're growing up.
I don't think there's too many girls in the United States, just saying, that aren't of this age, that aren't interested in a pop career.
Who knows? Maybe somebody will come to them with an offer. I don't actually know if they had talent musically. I didn't listen to their music.
I think I remember listening to something briefly. But, yeah.
I didn't want to listen to
it. Just for the fact that it was news.
Yeah. So they were racist, and they made a lot of news. We talked about them. We actually ended up, by accident, complete coincidence, having their mom call into the show because we happen to be on the air where they live.
It's Free Talk Live. Anybody can call in.
Right. And so we've kind of, to some extent, brushed up against this case. Watch the documentary Nazi Pop Twins, and now there's news from thedaily.com about these young ladies growing up and maturing and coming to their own conclusions about life. So they're talking about how they were raised in a kind of a cloistered world where they were kept away from the outside, essentially. And back to thedaily.com here. She says, one of the young ladies, Lamb and Lynx, their names, they're just spouting a lot of knowledge, and I had no idea what I was saying. The twins' mother, April, who had been a prominent member of racist fringe groups like the... Are there not-so-fringe racist groups? Seems like they're all...
Are there ones that aren't prominent? I mean, are they really prominent? Are any of them prominent?
Like the National Alliance and the National Vanguard brought up her daughters with the ethos of white nationalism, a mix of racial pride, anti-immigrant hostility, Holocaust denial, and resistance to the encroachment of, quote, MUDs, i.e. Jews and non-whites.
Ugh.
But after enrolling in public school and moving to Montana, a predominantly white state, albeit one with a decidedly hippie-ish vibe, Lamb and Lynx decided they simply no longer believed what they'd been taught. The transformation first became evident to Prussian Blues fans during the band's 2006 European tour. A double bill with the Swedish White Power Warbler Saga, along with their familiar repertoire of screwdriver covers, the racist folk tunes glorifying Rudolf Hess and other Aryan heroes, and perky bubblegum ballads about boys in middle school, the girls threw the audience a curveball, a rendition of Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door. "Mama, put my guns in the ground," they sang to a smattering of boos from the crowd of Scandinavian skinheads and other far-right music aficionados. "I can't use them anymore." They knew it was an unorthodox choice. "Oh, our mom warned us," Lamb recalled. She said, "some people aren't going to like this. Bob Dylan was a Jew." But the girls, who were then 13, going on 14.
I had a contract at one point, a sales contract, to work at an office, that one of the stipulations in the contract that they were not allowed to play a Dylan song in the office.
Was it because he was a Jew, or because he just sounds bad?
I just hate it.
Gotcha.
Hate it.
No. We're in a rebellious frame of mind at the time. They were 13 and 14. So we just decided to go for it, Lamb continued. I mean, if people don't like the song, don't effing go to the show. Don't listen to my music. Don't buy my CDs. As they toured Germany, Denmark, and Czechoslovakia, they played their tune at every stop. Then they came home and had a heart-to-heart talk about the band's future. Are you done, Lynx? Lamb asked her twin. Yeah, I'm done, came the reply. Lamb and Lynx had spent most of the past 5 years lying low and trying to live a normal life. As Lamb put it, turning aside numerous media requests, besides which they know their change of heart will not please some members of the movement that once anointed them its standard bearers. Lynx said, I've had people call me a race traitor before. It's definitely something they're going to have to get over, she added defiantly.
The heck is a race traitor?
It means someone who's open-minded, I think. Anybody who doesn't hate someone because they have a different skin color?
I guess that's what it means.
Ethnic background?
It's just so ridiculous to me, a race traitor.
These people are ridiculous.
Race isn't even something they can quantify. They can't even point. Mitochondrial DNA can put you closer to somebody who's from Africa, a white person closer to somebody who's from, ancestrally from Africa, a black person, or whatever.
Yes, Mark, but don't you understand? They look different. They look different.
I understand. They look different. Like, this is how simpletons work.
Yeah. Exactly. So, back to Lamb and Lynx. Lamb said there are dangerous people in the white nationalism movement that don't give an F.
Really?
And they would do awful things to people who they think betrayed the movement. We're stepping on eggshells. The girls are still on good terms with their mother, who they say has been surprisingly supportive of their philosophical evolution.
Girl, Mom.
She said she taught us to question things, and she's glad we don't just accept everything she says, said Lynx. Suffering from a number of medical issues, Lynx live at home in northwest Montana with her mother, stepfather, and her half-sister, Dresden.
Oh, God.
For the younger listeners,
Dresden? Dresden was...
Yes, please explain.
A city in Germany that the Allies bombed in a campaign against civilians. They firebombed the town. Now, you got to understand that this is the same group of people in World War I, a war that had 10% civilian casualties, that said that Germany's attacks on some French towns that were specifically on civilians were atrocious, awful, animalistic. They used every bit in the book. 3 decades later, they're doing the same thing. The casualties in World War II were 2/3 of the casualties were civilian. In World War I, they were 10%. Mm. Now, who are the animals? The United States and Britain were the ones that had far more civilian casualties if you don't count putting people into concentration camps and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely. War is awful.
How can you not count
Let me tell you about the concentration camps.
This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can, of course, join us on our website there. All this stuff free. And 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a comment on the Pop Twins, the Nazi Pop Twins, or formerly the Nazi Pop Twins, because now they're all grown up, or mostly grown up, and they changed their mind. We're talking about the girls formerly known as Prussian Blue, Lamb and Lynx Gade. And we're going to get back into that here in a moment. But, Mark, you kind of distracted me.
I think I got I stepped in at the end of the last segment.
You said something that maybe I misunderstood what it was that you were saying. So let me see if I can recap.
Go ahead.
Where you're coming from. You're talking about the amount of civilian casualties in World War One versus World
10%.
War II. You said it was 10% in World War One.
Yeah.
And what, was 66% in World War Two?
Yes.
And you were citing things like the bombing of Dresden and other things that the Allies did in that particular case.
Yes.
And you made the suggestion that that was the worst of the deaths of civilians, and
yeah,
you said leaving out the Holocaust. And
right.
I was like, well, wait a minute. How can you just leave out the Holocaust?
Right, like that doesn't work.
What?
Right, it doesn't work. Right, you know, it's a bad way to go about it. I was separating my mind, sort of civilian and military, but you know, why would you do that? They're all government actions. But I will make this point, and you know, this can only slightly extricate myself from this. I recently have been reading a book that has given me these facts. That's why I know this crap off the top of my head, and I haven't yet articulated it, but the fact is that the Nazis didn't kill any Jews in concentration camps or anything. You know, they may have killed some trying to, you know, if they resisted, and some did, before they were essentially at war with the Allies. They wanted to move them to Madagascar was actually the plan, and when they got to war with...
Is that right?
Yes. stupid plan, whatever it is, right? Here's a big island on a map. Let's move them there. This is where the Jews should go. Madagascar.
It is a stupid plan, but it would have been better than burning them alive, I suppose.
Indeed it is. But once they went to war with Great Britain and France, then what do they do? Well, they decided to essentially work them to death.
Hmm.
And that's what concentration camps were sort of initially.
For the war effort.
Yeah, actually. And then they tried other things. And they were very interesting. By the end of the whole thing. The Allies really didn't care at all about freeing Jews from concentration camps. That wasn't a big concern of theirs during the war effort. They thought that it might really actually upset some of their supporters and things like that. So they decided that wasn't high in their list.
So what was their motivation then? The Allies in getting into the war.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Germany kept on going. They invaded France, right? So that's not acceptable.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. We're going to come back to Lamb and Link's Gate here in a little bit, but I think it's appropriate to take this call at this point. Calling from Cobra Command, the Baroness is on the line. The Baroness calling from Cobra Command.
Yes, gentlemen. Good evening.
Good evening. How can we help? What's on your mind tonight?
I've called in with a public service announcement for the voters of America. I would like to assure the servants or constituents of Cobra Commander that while the negative attention surrounding Michelle Bachmann and her husband is not the doing of Cobra's campaign team, we find her blatantly insolent attempts at mimicking the truly evil machinations of Cobra Commander to be laughable. Our official stance on her campaign is one of pure derision and mockery, and we encourage our loyal slaves or supporters to embrace this policy when discussing the presidential election. And just remember that winning hearts and mind control is the most important half of the battle.
I feel like we've been given the short shrift. I mean, we used to have Cobra Commander himself call this show, and now someone who's clearly reading a prepared statement, like any good terrorist subordinate would do.
I fully admit, gentlemen, that I do not have the charm that Cobra Commander does.
I just feel like, Cobra Commander used to think highly of Free Talk Live, highly enough to grace us with his presence.
The Baroness is hot,
I'm just a lonely
though.
Campaign manager, gentlemen.
I don't even know who the Baroness is.
You don't know who the Baroness is?
I never saw
G.I.
Joe.
She's got like a black, skin-tight leather patent leather outfit. Believe me, you want the Baroness before you want Cobra Commander.
All right, Baroness. So,
what's the policy on Michelle Bachmann here? We should just laugh at her?
Wait a minute. Is there some sort of news item that spurned this?
Michelle Bachmann's husband apparently is in one of those Pray the Gay
Away. You're speaking of Nazis. It is an appropriate tie-in.
Right. I mean, that's why I felt like it was appropriate to take this call. I mean, world... people that want to rule the world, etc.
Cobra does have a Nazi
Hitler,
feel to it, yeah.
Cobra, Commander, so on and so forth. So,
and Cobra will be returning through the air as soon as is possible for him. What is he doing right now?
Why is he not here with us right now?
I'm not at liberty to discuss his
demons. You're no fun. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so I'm looking up the Baroness here, Mark, just to... Yeah, not a bad-looking cartoon character.
Indeed.
All right.
It's funny how, that's how the mind works. You find cartoon characters sexually attractive.
Toll-free... Well, I didn't say I found her sexually attractive.
What?
I just said she's not bad-looking for a cartoon character. 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about the girls named Lynx and Lamb Gade. That's their last name. They were formerly known as the Nazi Pop Twins. That's kind of a more fun name for Prussian Blue. They're evil band that toured around the world, apparently, playing for white nationalists, white separatists, angry, racist folks all around the place. Their lyrics, of course, were angry and racist and hate-filled. And now it turns out they're 19, and several years back, they started to change their minds about this whole white nationalist thing. And the news is coming from thedaily.com, where this author here, by the way, let's see his name, Aaron Gell, actually. Aaron has written about them in the past. And he continues, he's talking about how they changed. They had this evolution and suffering from a number of medical issues. Lynx lives at home in northwest Montana with her mom, her stepfather and half-sister Dresden. That's what got us into the war conversation. Lamb, who works as a hotel chambermaid, lives a short drive away, which she often stops by with a big bag of dirty laundry. Nevertheless, both daughters openly question April, that's their mom's fixation, as Lynx calls it, on the fate of the white race, as well as her encouragement of their bizarre musical career. Link said, I'm glad we were in the band, but I think we should have been pushed towards something a little more mainstream and easier for us to handle than being frontmen for a belief system that we didn't even completely understand at the time. We were little kids. Asked whether she wished she'd done anything differently, April, the girl's mom, told The Daily, I thought it would just be a little fun thing to do. I didn't expect it to get as big as it did. If the girls feel regretful about it, I guess I would have to as well. Unquote. But April, who's working to create...
Well, that's a pretty mature thing to say.
Well... She's not done. But April, who's working to create an intentional white community in their area called Pioneer Little Europe, also suspects her daughter's liberal turn may be a passing phase.
I wonder if we... Did we do this? Talking about the Free State Project every night.
We did talk about the hate... filled bigots getting together somewhere. I mean, because, like, get away from here. I don't want you to be around me. Why don't you go hang around your own kind? Maybe hang around people that hate. Don't be around me in my life. But also, Mark, did we also do this? Like, did we have any effect on these young ladies? I wonder. Because we know their mom, 5 years ago, used to listen to Free Talk
Live. Sure, she was probably listening right in front of them.
Right. So, I mean, they don't cite, yeah, we can listen to Free Talk Live, which would have been incredible.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
that would be definitely something to be proud of. But we know for a fact that Free Talk Live was aired likely in their vicinity, and we certainly have a different perspective on this show. Gosh, we look at human beings as equals, and we think that they're
individual. I wouldn't say they're equal. I mean, you know,
I do. I think humans are by default they're equal. What do you mean they're
wrestle?
Not equal? Okay, I see what you mean, Mark. But equal as in the rights that they have. Equal as in no one is better than another by the basis of the fact that they're all humans.
It's a good thing I have a stress fracture in mine, and I really can't arm wrestle.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. Both arms or just one?
Just the right.
All right, more coming up here.
I can give you left if you'd like.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier today. Go to, again, amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can send in $3 a month with any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. Over 108 stations today, thanks to our Free Talk Live amplifiers. And we'll also get into more ears around the internet. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can help us infect people with the ideas of liberty. And, of course, along with the ideas of liberty should come the ideas of, well, the fact that people shouldn't hate each other. Because if we don't, you know, if we have people hating each other out there, it's kind of hard to have freedom, because hate usually leads to the desire to control.
You
know, and the desire to control will not lead you to liberty.
I think you've missed the most important point here in the Nazi pop twins going hippie girl, in this situation.
Okay.
Smoke pot and the whole world will get along.
I was going to get to that point, Mark. It actually comes up in this this article.
Oh, God.
But first,
are you on any medications? Are you getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. They've got a telephone number that you can call. They'll get back to you during business hours. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
We are talking about Lamb and Link Skade, and we've discussed them over the years on this program, ever since they first hit the scene, back when they were maybe 11 or 12 years old, wearing their little Hitler smiley face t-shirts in the news media, you know, this publicity photo they had. They were the Nazi pop twins, and that's the name of the documentary that was made about them when they were around 14 or 15 years old. They were a band called Prussian Blue, and they sang hate-filled, just bigoted, racist songs. And thankfully, there was a lot of publicity surrounding it, so people could see what these people were doing and how despicable they were. ended up, turns up, they're 19 now, and they changed. They changed in a big way, very dynamic way. They are now more, probably better described as open-minded hippie chicks than, you know, the previous iteration of being closed-minded, hate-filled racists. So we're continuing here with a piece from thedaily.com, where it's kind of chronicling their transition with an interview between them and their mom, April, who we've had on this show in the past, simply by coincidence, because we were on the air in Kalispell, Montana, where they moved to back in the mid-aughts. So, continuing here, April, while she's friendly still towards her kids, she still lives with one of them. She says that she always encouraged them to ask questions, so she's, you know, been relatively decent about their transition. She still, of course, believes what she believes. She's working to create an intentional white community called Pioneer Little Europe, and she thinks her daughter's liberal turn may be a passing phase. She says they're 19. I think when they have children of their own, they'll come to the same conclusions I have. You think? I don't think so.
I'm stunned by that.
I can't imagine. This is one of those things, that you, like the liberty, the ideas of liberty want to come to them. It's hard to imagine leaving them. Same thing with the idea of looking at humans as, you know, looking at humans as the same.
Well, you know, like each human has, them. You know, makes choices, and, you know, as to whether or not they are, you know, for you, an on aggregate good or on aggregate bad person, right? Like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that there aren't people out there that I think that have made so many bad choices and continue to make so many bad choices that I'm not going to say they're not bad. I think they can change those choices anytime they want, but if, as you continue to make choices and that you, they continue to be sort of bad or controlling or whatever they might be, it seems unlikely that you'll switch, especially if those choices are working for you, like, say, for politicians.
Or in this case, being, you know, open-minded toward accepting of others who look different from you. Once you've gotten to that point in your life, how could you possibly go back?
Right.
Because then you've had experience with those people. It's one thing to be this cloistered racist who's always been told things by mommy and grandpa and never actually had interactions with the bad people. And then to all of a sudden, you know, then to change your mind over time and start meeting some of these previously thought of as bad people and come to the conclusion that, wow, I was really wrong. To go back to that?
This is one of the things that I found very strange. Those who listen to the show on a regular basis know that I was in prison. I was in prison for 9 years. I met a lot of people who were racist. Probably my opinions would have been considered to some extent to some people who were listening to them racist. You know, when I was had been in prison with, you know, just it bad folks for a very long time, you know, you tend to people tend to separate that way. But the idea that I found, there were other people that I found even more bigoted that, you know, a lot more bigoted than me. And I'd be like, you know, it seems really strange that this guy who says that black people are bad is out here buying a sandwich from a black guy that he's smuggled out of the kitchen. It seems like this guy who considers black people bad is, you know, doing business with or hanging out with or whatever black people. And that this, I would see this on a regular basis. And what this says to me is that although some people might be making, you know, decisions based on sort of large groups, they don't make the same decisions based on individuals. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I see where you're coming from.
So, you know, even the people that think that don't think it, most of them don't even think it for individuals. They just sort of think it for large groups. Oh, black people are bad, but my friend Tom, he's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. But we've talked to people who've been self-proclaimed racists on this program before. I'm, of course, thinking of Scott the Bigot, who is a frequent caller to this program. Probably more, we've heard from Scott the Bigot more often than we heard from April, these girls' mother. And that guy would tell you he hates all you know, black people, or he hates all Jews.
Yeah.
And it's really, and he admits that he's had no real significant interactions with those folks in his life.
But he seems to hate a lot of people, though.
He hates women. Yeah, anybody.
The government. I mean, you know, like, certain religions, but then he likes, I don't know. It's very
strange. It's just hard to imagine going back to that after having discovered love and looking at people and respecting them and judging them individually based on their individual actions. Because they're bad people across all, you know, the whole spectrum. We continue, though. with TheDaily.com, where perhaps they will go back, according to The Daily's author here. But for now, the girls are eager to put their entire experience behind them. Serving as internationally vilified poster children for the Aryan race was a lot of responsibility, especially for two pimply adolescents with mouths full of braces. Lynx pointed out that when you're a preteen, you're already insecure, and we were subjected to more of that because of the situation we were put in.
I'll bet.
It's scary when you're young and you have a bunch of people hating you. The media barrage took the family by surprise. They were deluged with hate mail, some of it, ironically, from people professing equality and brotherhood. That's a whole other problem.
Indeed.
But the fan mail could be just as disconcerting. There was a lot of predatory energy, according to Lynx, from those guys that was really hard for my sister and I to take. And as we got older, developing and becoming women, we realized this might get a little more intense. But both girls say the hardest part of the whole experience was dealing with the media, which they believe routinely misrepresented them and sensationalized their beliefs. Their time in the limelight subjected them to extraordinary stress.
Wait a second, sensationalized them and their beliefs? What?
And appears to have contributed to severe health problems for both sisters.
Wait a second. Are they not? Were they not a pair of Nazi singing preteen to teen girls?
I'm sure she doesn't want to see herself as bad as many people saw her.
I remember breaking down some of the verbiage in their songs. I'm not saying that she's bad. I'm saying that the songs were pretty clear as to what they were.
Oh, absolutely they were. I don't feel as though we were exaggerating in our analysis of these young ladies. I certainly have consumed enough content about them to see what they were about, and they were about some real nasty stuff, no doubt about it. But, I mean, just from her perspective, Mark, from the cognitive dissonance of, wow, I don't want to admit I was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow, was I really that? Those lyrics really that bad? You know, she's trying to forget this stuff, right? And she's trying to move on with her life.
Sure, there's no reason to go into reminding her about it. But, I mean, here's a little tidbit for anybody who's made big mistakes in their lives. Own it.
Yeah.
Because people will forgive you for it if you own it. If you try to brush it under the rug, they won't forgive you for it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that, here on air, I don't like you to say when talking about me going to prison that I was innocent, because I don't believe I was. I mean, I was doing lots of bad things around lots of bad people at a bad time in my life. Yes, something happened I didn't expect to happen.
But you didn't kill that guy.
That much is true.
Lynx, by the way, was diagnosed with cancer during her freshman year of high school, and doctors removed a large tumor from her shoulder. Then she developed a rare condition called CVS, cyclic vomiting syndrome.
Mm.
We'll continue with more about the transition, the growth of these young ladies, Lame and Lynx Gade, formerly known as Prussian Blue, the Nazi pop twins. We're coming up here. Hour 2's next. You can take control. Street Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.